My name is June, and I'd like to tell you why my name is June. From early childhood, I was told that my dad named me after a song that he particularly liked called On the Trail of the Lonesome Pine. I suspect many girls were named the same way, and because the song was popular from early 1913, when it was written, until it became the theme for a movie in 1936, we now find many Junes reaching their late 70s and 80s, and seldom do you see the name again. It has just not maintained its popularity. The song was inspired by a novel written by John Fox, Jr. in 1913. Later, he was spoofed by Laurel and Hardy in the mid-1930s and again received acclaim with Rex Allen, Hollywood's last singing cowboy, in the 1950s. The movie, On the Trail of the Lonesome Pine, directed by Henry Hathaway and starring Sylvia Sidney, Fred McMurray, and Henry Fonda, appeared in 1936. Its theme, a feud of love triangle set in the mountains of Virginia. A feud, the origins of which can barely be remembered, has been boiling for decades between two sheltered mountain families, the Tullivers and the Phelans. With plans to build a railway through both families' land and mine coal deposits beneath it, enterprising outsider Jack Hale inadvertently becomes entangled in the region's politics. He soon captures the attention of the beautiful June Tolliver, played by Sylvia Sidney, and quickly becomes involved in a love triangle with her and her cousin Dave, played by Henry Fonda. The film was nominated for an Oscar for Best Music and did win an award for Color Film. It was indeed noteworthy and no doubt popular at that time. It surely inspired many a parent to name a child after the heroine of this movie and song. Alas, we Junes are reaching the age of wisdom, and little resemble that beautiful maid of the Virginia mountains.